Hello, this is Brenda, Brim Kruko, and Mom is traveling today. She will arrive in New York this evening, and so I'm. She asked me to take the call this morning. So anyway, it was so good, as Mom says, to hear all your voices and to know that your watchman, isn't that wonderful? This call that God has given us as being a part of the body of Christ, and of course the Holy Spirit is the watchman, and He moves through us in these times. So it's so exciting. The Lord, in prayer, He reminded me of of this upcoming election in September between of Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and how important it was of this divine union between our president and the Prime Minister of Israel, so much so that it was the key to blessing, because if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. It was key for the blessing for the awakening that we're standing for, and a key to blessing on all counts of America. And so just reminding, and we're going to pray about that right now. I know to keep that covered by the Holy Spirit. And then this place that God has given us as our own company, Mom's, this company, this place that Mom stands in, because she, number one, is a place from the head of the church, but number two, she obeyed. And in 1986, when my father died, and her husband, she had a blue chair, and she was asking the Lord, "Where do I do now?" Because my dad was a very strong pillar in her life. And he said, "Go to Israel and learn Hebrew." And from that obedience, that was, like you said, many years ago, God has given her a position. And she had written an article in 2002 about when she was at this Hebrew school. And it's not very long, but it's about this place that we carry as Christians. And this was a Hebrew learning school. It was the best in the land. And so I'm going to read that to you, and then we're going to pray in the Holy Spirit. And this is written by Billy Brim. 92% of places in the Bible are in the mountains of Israel, what God calls Ephraim, His firstborn, and what the world calls the West Bank. And nestled in those mountains of God, close to where He appeared to Abraham for the first time, in a lone marae, is the beautiful city of Ariel. I first learned of Ariel over 10 years ago at Ulpan Akiva, a Hebrew learning school where I first started taking Christians on tours. A professor there, a Babylonian Jew who was very knowledgeable of the scriptures, asked me, "Are you going to Shamron?" which is Samaria in Hebrew, "to spend the night there?" "Yes," I replied. "I want to show you something." He took me to Jeremiah 31:5-6. "Thou shalt plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, 'Arise ye, and let us go to Zion unto the Lord our God.'" End of scripture. He told me the word watchman was Nazrim, and it wasn't their normal Hebrew word for watchman. While the word Nazrim has other meanings, it is also the modern Hebrew for Christians. If I look at, this is Brenda again, that word Nazarene is Jesus, if I remember correctly, it's like Jesus the Nazarene, Nazarene. To look at this verse from a different aspect of or facet, he said, it could mean that it's talking about you. I shared this in 1991 with Ariel's mayor, Ron Nachman, whom I met at the Eshel HaShomron Hotel in Ariel. From that time on, we have planted vines on the hills of Samaria, fulfilling prophecy, Christians coming to Mount Ephraim and putting their hands in the dirt. Billy Brim. This is a physical manifestation of the divine union between the Jews and the Christians. And it began there. Mother began getting light there as she went to the land. The Holy Spirit told her in 1986 that he could teach her Hebrew just like that, but she had to go on the land and she had to pay the price, in other words, and be obedient, because there was things he had to show her there in the land. And it wasn't easy. She took a lot of persecution from even her own advisory board, who didn't understand it that time. But, you know, anytime you make a big step, that happens a lot of times. So here we are, and God has placed us in this place. And he was reminding me in prayer today that those vines now that the watchmen, the Christians, and the Jews, let's go to Ephraim and plant these grapevines. Now it's a big business in the natural, and it produces lots and lots of jams and all kinds of things. And but when Jesus was teaching the principles of prayer, he took them to a grapevine, to a vineyard. And he says, you can do nothing without me, and I can do nothing without you. This is the oneness that in prayer, he is, through the Holy Spirit, he is the vine, and we produce the grapes. We produce as branches, we produce the prayer. And so it was this reunion as one in Christ that we come and we pray for we pray for Israel, we pray for whatever he has, but this group specifically for Israel. So, Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus, and we dedicate this time together in you in prayer. We know this is a holy union that you have orchestrated, that you need the Holy Spirit flowing through the body of Christ to fulfill your plans and your purposes, even for the nation of Israel. It's a divine, holy, holy, holy calling we have as one. And we thank you, Father, that you're equipping us, you're giving us light on these things, and showing us more things in the Word by your Spirit about this holy union. And we thank you, Father, for dedicating this prayer to your glory, to your honor, to produce much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just come by your Spirit, and we thank you for the calling upon the ministry of Migdal, of the Jews and the Christians, and how it has a strategic place, Lord, in the physical and in the spirit. And this divine union between our president and our prime minister for the awakening, for things to happen that you need to get orchestrated to bring in your presence. Oh, Father, Ishuru Sukush Devris Tabege. Is the branch the bunch the bingo?
is the band ki bone supposed to be kistabuk orosabakai? Is the breast the bongondo do bonda di gisto do kura torabakai riviende? Is the koroshanda ye? Is sarakayana nayarakiate? Ho rafiki yana pro rabashai. Izuru korashiyama. Izi ogokaye ne Sunday aurora shayaki. Ashayaki. Akayana se. Akayana se. Sikutu ezeyam rasontu rabayiki. Ho rabashivri sikrati eze brandedi kandedi kondoduko ezey abrashakaye ara soru soru koram. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ishaya Hayadaya, Ishaya Hayadaya. Asango tongo ruchi biki disto gonda dile kaya nansti. Kisura sik aya nishtubo. Kishora sina bakana masayara kito, kotora vishama, kitora vishtama, kotora vishtama she, kotora vishtama she akai, kotora vishteba ko, kitora bajiko no shayana mite, kishor, kinosuna mashanye, kishora bashakaya, Kishora vashikaya neke kontona baki. Ilevrostorobo shai o shenama kaya neke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ishe oravra. Thank you, Lord. Isiko. Edivre la breste. Izorobo koramaye. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rabbi, Father, I'm reminded of praying for our president, of that assignment that was given to us about, well, through the Bible, all times to pray for your leaders, but specifically by the Lord Jesus Christ to Max. To pray three things for our president. One was his love for the Lord, his strength, and his mind. And so, Father, we come before you. O koravashik roshonday, ezikondayiki levrosu, we pray for our president. Elevro kobaye shikondun shtambangai, that he would love you with his spirit, soul, and body. He would love you completely, Father, a completeness. Hallelujah. A completeness, abandoning, Father, to the calling. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I korava sikonda yeri kisile konda roko. Is a preste poste bonga. Is a viste bogonda bashikarabea kaya. I te a nik onduk oyaneniaki. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes in prayer, I'll see the president, our president, and the prime minister of Israel holding hands, like in a really strong, like a grip of even crosswise. It's so tied in the spirit, so tied that it's something we got to, as watchmen in the Holy Spirit, to guard this place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ora si kishi obru sush de bringi. Is he vristik undan shik undan shik ora brakayani siki. O sonra dis de bonga payani kite. O gora shora brasora shik undan kayani. Is he vristik ayani tik ayanoko. Is he kiss odon songa sikun dikora ye. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Shayakai. Ezivroro siatora kiataya. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Arabaye. Arabaye. Ora sivri si kusta la kayanisti. Ora pa kayaniatai. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. O sabakaye shtele yoko kanani akeyati. Asakiyate yakonura tiyakaye nani okora tayanayakai. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. This is something that we just keep praying and praying. The Holy Spirit just keeps wooing this divine union between the Christians and the Jews. Oh, it's like, because we are one in Christ. The blood of Jesus. It's like the Messiah, their Mashiach is praying through us by the Spirit. Oh, Rakaya, do you sense that love? It's so Rabakish, Longa Bakish, Takaya Neaki. It's so Rashakaya, not bringing to the Father's will. All that's written in the book to be done. That's what Jesus always said, to do your will, what is written in me. Oh, to the Father's will. Oh, so are those prophecies to come forth. The blessings to come forth. Is the bruce to brak aire di angeati. We stand in one accord. Ishayodok ora shikide bande. Is he bruce to go she lie against the key? I am not seeking the okay. Is she no go she a braca in the key? The me kuna chaya na kiete. Not one jot nor tittle. It will all be established in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And the Jews and the Christians, that you call. Is he brought to our kitchen? In Jesus' name. As I close today, there was a beautiful scripture. You know, Mom has been teaching us on Hesed, which is mercy, you know, his mercy endures forever, that word. You see it a lot, but the word is hesed, and that's loyal love based on covenant. And there's many times that word is in the Bible. It's kind of hidden. Sometimes it's loving kindness. Sometimes it's mercy. And there's a place in Micah. I don't have the exact Bible that I wanted to bring before you about this. But it's another time where hesed is is the loyal covenant love between Israel and God. And it's Micah verse chapter 7, which is the last verse or chapter in the Bible. And it's talking about their future, the eternity, their future of Israel. And it's starting with verse 14. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitary in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in days of old, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. I will show them wonders. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall put their hand over their mouth. Their ears shall be deafened. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall crawl from their holes like snakes of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of you, because of God. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in Chesed, covenant, loyal covenant. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob and Chesed, loyal covenant love, to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. So we're going to close with that. And I thank you all for your place and your faithfulness. And Mother will be back next week. Shalom, shalom.